This is a lovely story as well from Thomas Witherspoon, and he's posted a blog by a blog post by Richard Langley. And Richard has written a post that's all about listening to BBC Click on shortwave. And I'm aware, by the way, we have David Darg, who is still with us, co-founder of Riot, who is talking about the Nepal film. And just a random question to you, David, but I know you do a whole load of travelling. Do you ever still these days listen to shortwave by any chance? Or it's have funny. You moved on from that? I don't know.
No, I do, but I find I listen to it when I'm in the developing world mostly, like places like Africa. I often find it on the radio and I'm driving and really enjoy it there. But when I'm back in the States, I hardly ever do.
Yeah, it's I suppose. And why would you if you have access to the network and you can stream audio maybe in better sound quality than shortwave? But from what you're saying, it still sounds like a relative relevant transmission medium for more remote parts of the world. But anyway, this listener, Richard Langley, says, last January, I wanted to see if I could hear the BBC World Service technology programme Click via shortwave. I made inquiries to Bill Thompson, the knowledgeable co-host of Click.
Knowledgeable, indeed. Co-host. Yes. Be afraid, Gareth, be afraid.
Yes, I know we shouldn't call you a co-host. It's one of those things that we care about, but the listeners probably don't.
I'm happy to be promoted.
Oh, so you see being the host as the ultimate, that's the promotion, is it?
Yes, of course.
Wow, okay. Right, so anyway, this is Richard's story continues. He says that he ended up having to do a whole load of research. The knowledgeable Bill Thompson helped him out with this. And eventually, to cut a long but delightful story short, he managed to tune in. He says, on Tuesday afternoon this week, I took one of my portable shortwave receivers to work and operated it from the back of my SUV in the parking lot of my building with a short wire antenna fed out through the rear window. And he's even recorded a bit of the audio. And he says, lo and behold, there it was on 15.4 megahertz, and he heard it from one of the transmitters on Ascension Island. And I do quite like the thought of us still being heard. Obviously not this podcast, but the broadcast
That World Service still goes out on shortwave, I think, is actually both nice in the nostalgic sense and also quite important. You know, people do sometimes rely on it. It is a very reliable way to get a radio signal a very long way and ensure people can listen to it. And in fact, I copied Richard's blog post about it to a friend, Peter Horrocks, who used to run World Service, and now runs the Open University in the UK, just saying he'd be proud to know that we're still on shortwave, you know. So I think because he cared deeply about the distribution of World Service and how far it could reach people.
Yeah, there you go. So maybe next up, when we're actually on air, we should at some point say hello to our shortwave listeners. So, David,
but can we do it with lots of crackles?
I know, well, the clip that Richard plays, Freudian slip there, it does kind of take you back to the days when that was the default way of listening to the radio, if not on shortwave. But I still listen to one of our networks here in the UK on medium wave, and you just get, it kind of reminds you why the digital transmission does have its virtues, put it that way.